All right, first off, I'd like to thank Vance, you know, John Elway, Mr. Bolin, for this opportunity to come back to such a great organization. And, you know, when Vance first called me, you know, after I was let go in San Diego, you know, my family, you know, heard the news, and I told my kids when they got home from school that we may have an opportunity to go back to Denver. You know, they were excited. You know, so many great memories in Section 102, so many great games here. You know, and I worked with such a great staff here for the first 4 years we were here. And to be part of an organization that has so much tradition and history and what it means to be a Denver Bronco, to be able to come back, you know, a second time is something special. And, you know, coming back, I understand what the expectations are here every year. You know, Mr. Bolin set the bar very high here a long time ago. So as a coach, you understand what he expects week in and week out. And this is an organization that's going to do anything they can to help us as coaches, you know, produce on the field come game day. So, you know, it was an easy decision to make after I sat down and, you know, thought and talked to my family about, you know, every opportunity we had, where we wanted to go, what was going to be the best fit, and what team we can go help win a championship moving forward. So, you know, with Vance, he talked earlier about the staff that we put together, and I've worked with most of the staff on offense besides John Benton and Clint. So, you know, the past, you know, 9 days in the office, we've been kind of, you know, going over the playbook. This is good. We're going to build an offense around our players. We're going to do what our players do best. It's going to change from week to week. You know, we're going to do whatever we think we need to do to win and score as many points as we can on a weekly basis. So we're in the process right now of putting that together. The staff also is reevaluating the Broncos roster right now. You know, next week we'll sit down as a staff and as an organization and talk about, you know, what we think as a new staff about our football team and what our needs are moving forward. But it's an exciting time for everybody here in this organization. You know, hiring a great leader in Vance to lead this organization. I know one thing as an offense, and I think Joe and Brock would say the same thing, we're going to do everything we can to go out and win on a weekly basis and perform at a very high level, okay, and represent our head coach and be very loyal to our head coach and do whatever it takes to win. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Yeah, Mike, welcome back. Will your offensive system, and you talked about it changing, but will the basis principle be more what you and Adam had here before versus what Gary Kubiak had here the last 2 years?
Well, we're going to build our system over time, and that's what we're doing right now. We're working on putting the playbook together, and we're going to, as a staff, you know, we're going to change some things. It's going to be, you know, I've laid the playbook out, the one I'm bringing with me. But then there's going to be some things that different coaches have called differently. Then there's going to be flexibility. We're going to give the players some flexibility also. And when I speak of players, the quarterbacks, if there's certain things that they've called here for the past couple years, if we need to change something so it's more familiar with them, they're the ones playing the game. So this is going to be a very player-friendly system. And that's one thing I think we've always done, whether it's Adam, myself, Coach Kubiak, I think we're always going to try to do what the players do best. So it's going to change. And I can't tell you exactly come the opener exactly this is what it's going to be, because until you actually get on the field in meetings with certain players, I think it's important for us as a staff to say, this is what our players do best. If DT's the best guy at running this route, he should be running it. If Emmanuel's better at doing those things, he should be that guy. So that's our job as a coaching, as an offensive staff.
Building off that, Mike, congratulations on being back here. Now, when you look at the quarterbacks and Trevor and Paxton, you've had success with a number of different types of quarterbacks. What do you see out of those two specifically? And you talk about building it to fit their skill set. Do they have similar skill set in your mind in terms of what they can do?
Well, I think what we're going to do is, Vance has already mentioned that it's going to be an open competition with those two players. He stated that a couple weeks back when he took this job, that it's going to be open competition. And I'll say this, there's nothing like competition. That's what makes everyone better. And the great thing for these two young quarterbacks in our entire offense is we're going against a great defense every day. So we're going to be an offense that's going to show up every day and work their tails off and compete. Because if you don't compete against our defense, you'll get embarrassed. So it's going to, every skilled player, every offensive lineman, you're going to have to show up and work your tails off and make sure you do everything the right way to help these players be successful and those two quarterbacks. You know, it's our job in the next couple months to figure out what each one of those guys do and take advantage of their strengths and kind of minimize their weaknesses. And it's going to change, you know, but they're going to start off in the same page of the playbook, and we'll figure that out as time goes and see, you know, what do these two players do and what do they like also. I'm big into, you know, talking to the quarterbacks and installing from a week-to-week basis and looking at our plans and being open with these players and saying, you know, what do you really like? What are your favorites? When we get into the game plans, you know, at the end of the week, I'm going to ask the quarterbacks, you know, what are your favorite plays in these situations? You know, your first and second down calls, what are your favorite plays? Just so they have a lot of confidence, you know, when they're under center on game day.
Mike, it's good to see the shirt still fits.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
What specifically on the two guys, on Trevor and Paxton, how much can you use of what you, the work you did when you were going to play the Broncos, and specifically Paxton, when leading up to that draft? Can you use any of those evaluations as you move forward?
Yeah, being in the same division, you know, and obviously I've seen more of Trevor since he played more than Paxton. You know, I've seen most of those games. So I had a good idea what the two players were like, you know, when I first sat down or when I first talked to Vance on the phone and I asked him about, you know, what his plans were at the quarterback position if he were to take this job. And that was one of the questions when I came in for the interview, sat down and talked a little more detail. But we have two talented players, and we're going to play the best guy. And we're going to let him come in and compete and go from there. But it was nice, you know, to having seen these players play a number of times on a weekly basis during the past season and say, okay, I've got a good idea what these guys can do. But we all say this, though. We're going to install our system and go from there. So there's going to be a lot of changes. They're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to leave this building in the offseason program once they get here and take their work home. And that's not just the two quarterbacks, but it's everybody. And I think every player, it's going to be a challenge for them coming into a new system. And that's any time you make changes like we're going to make.
Hey Mike, welcome back, first of all. And
thank you.
How do you think you are better as an offensive coordinator and play caller now because of the last 4 years' experience you had in San Diego?
Well, I can say this. I've got a burning desire to call plays, and I did not do that the last 4 years. And that was something hard. You know, you look back the 4 years, but I had a lot of confidence, and I think that Ken Wisenhunt and Frank Reich did an outstanding job for the 4 years I was there in San Diego, and that's why, you know, I was going to say I was going to be in the head coaching role and let those two guys do it. And I was active in all the game planning and all those things. But I must say, after last year when we made a change and Frank moved on, you know, I had a, you know, we discussed the possibility of me calling plays again. And then I went with Ken Wisenhunt. But I've had for 4 years, I've had that, you know, that you kind of miss that. And so I'm excited to get back in this to call plays. And I think the great thing about my job is the staff we've put together. Because it's not my offense. This is our offense. This is the Denver Broncos offense that we're building over time. And I think these coaches are going to learn that I talk a little bit more on the headsets on game day. And, you know, I'm going to ask for a lot of input. That's the great thing about adding Jeff Davidson to this staff. And as Vance mentioned, that was the first guy I said we have to get if he becomes available in San Diego. Because, you know, I'm going to lean on Jeff with a lot of things on game day. Having worked with Eric and Tyke, you know, is a great plus. They know how I am. And, you know, what I did with Eric the past couple of years when I was here calling plays, you know, he was that crutch I leaned on a number of times at certain times of the game, asking him for his opinion. You know, Bill Musgrave brought me into this business in Carolina in 2000. So we've got a great staff here. So I'm going to lean on those guys a lot. And, you know, Billy taught me a long time ago, if you do your work from Monday to Saturday, it should make calling a game a lot easier on game day. So I'm energized and excited, and I think with this team that we have and this organization, we're going to put a great product on the field and perform, and score some points.
Having been a head coach for 4 years, how can you help Vance in his first head coaching job, and do you anticipate it being a transition for you, kind of taking a step back from head coach to coordinator?
Well, I think, you know, in the short amount of time I've been here, you know, I told Vance, actually one of the first days, I said, hey, if I talk too much, just tell me. But I think that was one of the great things when I hired Ken Wisenhunt in San Diego my first year. There was a number of things, you know, you think you have a great plan, you think you have all these answers until you become a head coach, and then every day there's something that comes across your desk and you're saying, are you kidding me? And there's a lot of things that come up. You have to make a lot of tough decisions. So I think whenever you have anyone that's been in that role, there's going to be certain situations as the season goes on, both good and bad. As a head coach, it's good to be able to go into someone's office who's been in that role and say, hey, what do you think? And then you have to make that decision, but at least you have a sounding board and someone to talk to. Vance has got some tough decisions to make moving forward, but that's why he's here. He's the right guy for this job. But, you know, I think 4 years from now, too, Vance will say the same thing I'm saying today, is that I'm a lot better coach now than I was 4 years ago because of what I've been through, both the good and the bad.
Mike, a lot of chatter about bringing in a third quarterback possibly to compete for the starting job. How do you feel about that?
I'm happy with the two guys we have, and that's our number one focus right now, is to get the two quarterbacks we have on our roster ready to play.
Mike, welcome back. And
it's great to be back. Thank you.
What's your assessment of the O-line currently?
Well, we're in the process right now of evaluating that. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, this week and next Monday, we're going to sit down as an organization and talk about everything. You know, and really, I think as an entire offense, not just the offensive line, we all can improve at every position. There's some things when you come into a new organization, and we're going to change. And we're going to look at each position and each player. And when the players get back, we're going to sit down with each player and say, here's what we think as your position coach or as a coordinator are your strengths and weaknesses. But I think our offensive line does need to play better. Our offense will go as far as our offensive line will take them. Everyone always wants to look at a quarterback and say, you have to have this quarterback. And I'm not taking anything away from the quarterback position. It is critical. You have that guy. But you got to have the five guys up front playing as one, okay, and doing everything right. You know, they got to protect their tails off just so that quarterback can sit back in the pocket and do what he can do. But then there's also, I think, when you talk about the offensive line sometimes and you look at the film and the running game and you may say, hey, the average was only this. Well, very easily, too, I could look at DT and say, DT, you didn't block that safety. Okay, so if you would have blocked that safety, okay, CJ would have had maybe a 20-yard run instead of a 4-yard run. So there's a number of things, I think, that when you look at the offensive line, it's not just them, it's everybody. And that's going to be our emphasis with the whole entire team, is we've all got to look at ourselves first, and we've all got to say, okay, how are we going to get better? And what really is good enough as an offense? And we're going to push the limit every day. But I think, to really answer your question and sum up all that I just talked about, is that they can play better. And I'll tell you this, Jeff Davison and John will make them play better, and they will play better next year. With that being said, thank you, and it's great to be back.